It's a Tuesday, and that means it's time for the Minor League Report on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. In just a moment, you'll hear from Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Does an amazing job covering every level, every player in the Cardinals minor league system. This is presented by Schnucks. Need groceries? Think local, think Schnucks. Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, and Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Hotshots, proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hotshots no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games all the time. Get more info. Find a Hotshots near you at hotshotsnet.com. And if you're a fantasy football player, no better place to hold your draft than Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today.
Nation.com joins us, does an amazing job, as I've mentioned, covering the Cardinals minor league system. And the organization has not named their pitcher and player of the month just yet, but the Cardinal Nation and Brian Walton has done that for the minor leagues. So, Brian, who do you have on this Tuesday afternoon for your pitcher and player of the month in August in the Cardinals minor league system?
Well, in for the pitcher of the month in August, there were a number of good candidates. We looked at everybody who threw more than 20 innings, and 12 of them had an ERA under 3. And 5 with an ERA under 2. So there were some pretty good pitching performances. The one we selected is Jake Walsh of Palm Beach, who came in with a 1.38 ERA. And extremely impressive in his results during August was a strikeout to walk ratio of 8.65. So, you know, he was not only effective keeping runs off the board, but he was effective in striking out, and he wasn't beating himself with walks. And Walsh was the 16th round pick a year ago in June from Florida Southern. And the first year they had him in Johnson City's bullpen, he started in Peoria and did very, very well there. And then he moved up to Palm Beach just before Memorial Day. So Jake Walsh will be pitching for Palm Beach in the Florida State League playoffs, which begin tonight.
And how about your player of the month?
Player of the month was really an easy decision. We talked a little bit about him before, but the Cardinals' big July 2nd signing, which is a young third baseman from Cuba, Malcolm Nunez, 17 years old. He played in 22 games during August for the Dominican Summer League Blue. And in those 22 games, he drove in 34 runs. He had a .505 on-base percentage, slugged .840. I mean, this kid was a man among boys and batted .420. And for the season, not just for August, but for the season which there, for him, it just began in July, he won the Triple Crown in the league, you know, with a .415 average for the season. So, you know, we're talking about a young man who is a, you know, phenomenal player in a league where he was literally just getting indoctrinated to professional baseball. So it'll be exciting to see what the Cardinals do. Certainly, they'll probably bring him stateside, and we'll see where he ends up as an 18-year-old in that 2019.
Yeah, amazing numbers. The playoffs now for the minor leagues, there are some teams for the Cardinals that are headed to postseason play, Memphis, Palm Beach, and Peoria. We start with Memphis. Give us a breakdown of what they're looking forward to in the next few days.
Yeah, you know, it's really an exciting time for Memphis. As folks know, they're the defending champion of the Pacific Coast League, and they built up such a huge lead during the season. It really wasn't a race for them in their division. You know, their challenge, of course, was to deal with all the change in the roster with Flaherty, Gomber, Ponce de Leon, Gant, Hudson, all with St. Louis. And where they struggled a little bit in August was the pitchers that they brought up, some of whom actually began the year in high A down in Palm Beach, came in with an ERA of 5.78 during August. And August was the first month that Memphis had a losing record since 2016. So they're not, you know, coming into the playoffs with a lot of momentum. in addition, Tyler Webb and John Brevi out of the bullpen got called up to St. Louis. And then, of course, Wisdom and Kelly, and then O'Neill and Garcia got called up before. So, you know, they don't have quite the same team that they had, but, hey, they get a chance in the playoffs. It's a fresh start, but the team they're playing is red hot. The Oklahoma City Dodgers, get this, Dan, they went into Colorado Springs for a series over the weekend, and they needed to, after they lost the first game, they needed to win the next four, and each was basically an elimination game, and they did that. They won every one of those four games, including on yesterday, on Labor Day, they outscored them 23-5. So Oklahoma City roared back, won four or five games in that series, and they are the opponents that Memphis takes on. But the good news, during the regular season, Memphis went 10-6 against the Dodgers. So, you know, they've got a fighting chance in the first round. And from there, who knows?
How about for Palm Beach?
Palm Beach qualified the lower levels. Now, Memphis has a schedule like St. Louis where they play in a full season schedule. Both at High A and Class A, where Peoria is, they have half season schedules. So Palm Beach qualified for the playoffs because they were the champion of their division. And like Memphis, they not only are defending champion from the year before, but also their manager of the year, Dan Bilardello, was named the top manager in their league. Palm Beach was only three games over 500 in the second half, though. So, you know, they didn't play nearly as well in the second half as they did in the first half. But their opponent, Fort Myers, which is a Twins affiliate, also had to play down to the last game of the season to win their the second half in their division. So the first half winner, Palm Beach, played the second half winner, Fort Myers. And when the two played head-to-head this year, Palm Beach won 11 of those 15 games. So, you know, on paper, you'd say, hey, this, you know, looks good for Palm Beach. But again, you know, there's been so much change in the rosters. Evan Mendoza and Andy Young, the top hitters, have gone to Springfield, but they picked up Ulysses Montero, who was not only the MVP in the Midwest League, but he also was announced as a batting title winner as well. And Kramer Robinson, the shortstop the Cardinals got in the draft from LSU last year, has been on base at a .420 clip. And they got first baseman Stephen Trotzler back from Springfield. So they do have some guys that can perform. Now, the pitching's been a little bit shakier, so, you know, we'll have to see. But again, Jake Walsh, who we talked about, is the guy that looks like he's going to take the ball in the opener tonight for Palm Beach.
Yeah, I'm curious about the rotation for Memphis. Do you have any idea what that looks like, Brian, right now?
Yeah, right now, and again, they haven't announced because their first game is not until tomorrow night on Wednesday night. But the way the rotation is lined up right now, we've got Kevin Hergett, Austin Warner, Tyler Lyons, Jake Woodford, Chris Ellis. And so sometimes in the playoffs they go to a four-man, so it's not clear, you know, where they would cut from there. But of those guys, of course, Tyler Lyons is the only one that folks are probably really familiar with. Jake Woodford's a good prospect, but he's 21 years old, and he's had some inconsistency being, you know, pushed up to AAA that fast.
Pretty amazing, though, that Memphis is, basically the entire roster gutted, but give Stubby Clapper a lot of credit. You know, he put it together, kept it together, and all of a sudden they're in postseason play again.
Absolutely. And not only the guys in St. Louis, like Wisdom and Kelly and all, but Luke Voit traded away, Oscar Mercado traded away. So they've lost a significant portion of their offense. And but they've got some guys there that can still play. Rangel Rovello, Lane Thomas, who came up from AA, did well. Max Schrock, Justin Williams, the outfielder that came from Tampa Bay, Randy Arozarena. So they've still got some guys, but they really need that pitching to step up and pitch better than they had over this last month of the season.
And a final question for you, Brian. If folks go to thecardinalnation.com, what will they find on the website right now and again tomorrow?
Well, they'll find a 2,000-word preview on the playoffs. And, Dan, I wanted to mention the last team that's in the playoffs that we forgot about, and that's the Peoria Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
The Peoria Chiefs won their division in the first half, like Palm Beach did. Well, they didn't win their division, excuse me. They won their wild card. And the Midwest League has a format where there's two qualifiers in each division in each half. So, basically, half the 16-team league makes the playoffs. So Peoria's in, and they have to play Quad Cities, who they just played in their prior series before the end of the year. And And Peoria's in a little bit of a struggle right now. They've lost six in a row. So, you know, they really need to step up and play better. But they've got their biggest bat back, Yariel Gonzalez, who came off the disabled list. And then, of course, they have the two high-profile draftees that we talked about all summer, Luke and Baker and Nolan Gorman. And both of them have, you know, had to step up in competition in the Midwest. Even had their ups and downs as well. But Peoria's pitching has improved with a couple youngsters, Alvaro Cejas and Johan Oviedo. So, you know, Peoria certainly has a fighting chance in the Midwest League playoffs as well.
Brian, again, the big preview is up in Adam right now and again tomorrow. So fans want to know about what's happening in the minor league system, head to thecardinalnation.com.
Yeah, we've been busy over the weekend since Friday when people may have last gone on the site. We've had 15 new articles, all with Cardinal minor league content, interviews, recaps of teams and players. And so, you know, just everything that folks would want to see about the Cardinals system, they can learn here. The Cardinals continue to shift players around. They moved like 15 players in the last few days as they're trying to get these playoff rosters set.
Great stuff, Brian, as always. And look forward to visiting with you on Friday. Thank you.
Okay, Dan, take care.